tell me about the flu. How serious has the flu been this season?
Well, thank you, Catherine, for having me. The flu this season is very serious. We are seeing high numbers of cases all across the country. There's widespread activity. There are high numbers of hospitalizations. And unfortunately, we're also seeing high numbers of deaths, including in children.
Well, now, you know, we would think that with all the advances we've made in medicine, nobody should die from the flu. Why does this happen? Still.
You know, the flu is very serious, and sometimes it can be mild, and sometimes it can, unfortunately, cause death. And often that is due to complications that occur, such as a pneumonia on top of the flu. And so the best thing for people to do is to protect themselves from the flu by getting the flu vaccine each and every year. It's safe, it's effective, and it's the best protection against the flu.
Well, now, a lot of people might say, you know, winter's almost over. Why should I get the flu shot now? Is there still enough flu season left to warrant getting a flu shot now?
It is not too late to get the flu shot. It's one of the worst seasons in the past 9 years. We are really urging all persons to get the flu vaccine. It is particularly important for women who are considering becoming pregnant, or who may already be pregnant. It can protect them, but it also gives protection to their newborns up through the first couple of months of life, because a newborn can't get the vaccine until she is 6 months of age or older. So it's particularly important for pregnant women and women who are considering becoming pregnant to get the flu vaccine.
Well, now, despite everything that's been said, some people still refuse to get the vaccine because either they are afraid they'll get the flu from it, or they don't think it'll be effective. They think maybe it's the wrong strain. How do you speak to that?
No, certainly I can understand how people may feel that way, but again, it's best to have some protection than no protection. The vaccine each year varies in how protective it is. This year it is really helping to reduce hospitalizations for those who have received the vaccine. So again, it's very important to have some protection than no protection, and it's not too late to get the vaccine this year.
And speak about how the vaccine is created from killed bacteria so that you can't get the flu from it.
That's correct. It's an inactivated strain that's in it. And so you're not going to get the flu from the vaccine itself. And in addition to the vaccine, it's important to remind persons that during the flu season, it's important to be sure to wash their hands and to cover their cough and to carry some hand sanitizer and to use it, and limit contact with others that may be sick. These are other measures that people can do to ensure that they protect themselves against the flu.
Is there a website where we can go for more information?
Absolutely. In order to, you know, often people are looking for, where can I go to get my vaccine? And so one place that they can look is vaccinefinder.org. If they're looking for a place that may have the vaccine available to them. And then for more information in general about healthy moms and healthy babies and protecting yourself against the flu if you're pregnant, go to the marchofdimes.org.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Again, it's important for women who are considering becoming pregnant, women who are pregnant, to do all that they can to protect themselves and their newborns against the vaccine. And so we strongly encourage that all persons over the age of 6 months get their flu vaccine this year.
All right, great. Well, I think that's probably enough for my stories, and I appreciate your talking with me, and I'll get the message out for you.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Waddell.
Thank you.
Have fun today.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.